you damn.
Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting European leaders to discuss ways to control a deadly migrant crisis. The 28-member European Union leaders meet in Brussels Thursday to consider emergency measures aimed at easing the dangerous journey by sea of thousands of migrants from Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. The meeting follows the drowning of hundreds of migrants in a boat that capsized early Sunday on the Mediterranean. Rights groups have called on EU leaders to launch a humanitarian effort to end the shipwrecks. Clara McLaren is with Amnesty International.
We're sending a really, really clear message to David Cameron and the other EU leaders that they need to act decisively and quickly in response to this crisis, and that means restarting search and rescue in the Mediterranean.
Last year, the EU scrapped a Mediterranean search and rescue program over its cost and concerns the operation was encouraging more migrants to make the dangerous voyage. A candlelight vigil was held on the beach in Malta late Wednesday for hundreds of migrants who lost their lives. Giovanni Barbosan was among those taking part.
They're fleeing their homes. They're trying to find somewhere where they can be free, somewhere where can they live.
Italy's prime minister told lawmakers the whole EU, not just Italy, must help shoulder the burden of curbing migrant trafficking. Heavy fighting raged Tuesday into Wednesday in South Sudan's oil-rich Upper Nile state in the northeast town of Malakal, with most of the fighting between the South Sudan Liberation Army and rebels allied with former Vice President Riek Machar. Reuters reports nearly 40 were killed, thousands displaced. Thousands have been killed and more than a million forced from their homes by fighting, which broke out in December 2013. Several ceasefires have been agreed to and then broken between the forces of Machar and President Salva Kiir. This is VOA News. A Saudi-led coalition launched new airstrikes on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen both Thursday and Wednesday after announcing a halt to a month-long bombing campaign on Tuesday. They targeted positions in the central city Taiz and the southern port of Aden as ground fighting between rebels and supporters of exiled President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi continued. Ambassador Adel Al-Joubert, the Saudi diplomat to Washington, urged the Houthis on Wednesday to stop fighting and seek a political solution.
They have made and reneged on more than 60 agreements since the Yemeni crisis begins. So I'm not a betting man, but I hope that they will make one agreement that they keep. And the opportunity now lies before them to achieve through the political process what they will not be able to achieve by force.
Saudi Arabia, in declaring an end to its airstrikes aimed at halting the advance of Houthis on Tuesday, said its focus was on supporting a political solution, although it vowed to also include actions to prevent rebels from acquiring or using weapons from the Yemen military. The Houthis have called for a return to UN-sponsored peace talks. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma Wednesday vowed to end anti-immigrant violence. 11 people were detained by security forces in a crackdown overnight Tuesday into Wednesday aimed at ending the violence that left at least 7 dead in the past 3 weeks. Tuesday, Pretoria deployed soldiers to help police quell the unrest in which mobs have attacked, looted, and burned foreign-owned businesses. Julius Malema is leader of the group Economic Freedom Fighters.
Our people are in poverty, and they get tempted to believe simplest solution that if we drive away the foreigners, we will work tomorrow. But the reality is that there are no jobs. Even if these people leave, we'll still be unemployed.
On Wednesday, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon condemned what he called a wave of xenophobic violence gripping South Africa. In Nigeria, forces backed by warplanes reportedly invaded the last known stronghold of the Islamist group Boko Haram, the Sambisa Forest. Nigerian troops are working with their counterparts from Chad, Niger, and Cameroon in a concerted effort to crush the bloody insurgency, which has killed more than 15,000 and abducted hundreds in the past 6 years. A private survey shows China's manufacturing activity contracting in April as signed economic conditions continue to deteriorate in the world's second largest economy. The HSBC Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, fell to 49.2 this month, below the 50-point level separating growth from contraction. And Pope Francis plans to visit Cuba in September. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.